All right, this is Matt and Josh. How's it going? We're in Josh's mom's basement. I mean, your basement.
You've been trying to give me a high five for like
4 hours. We thought that we would start this show off with a music video review.
Yeah, someone posted this new Bret Michaels video on my Facebook page.
.org?
.gov. And what?
Can I interrupt you for a second? Yeah.
You already did.
Sorry. Do you, I was just in your bathroom taking a whiz.
Uh-huh.
I had to go pee-pee. And there was a book on the back of the toilet. Sex, Drugs, and Rat and Roll by Stephen Piercy.
Yeah.
How is it?
It's very good.
Is it really?
No, it really is good.
Is it?
He talks about going, he went to the school Fast Times at Ridgemont High was based off of as freshman. And he said it was more of a party at 7 a.m. before school started than any party he's ever been to in his life. He said people were doing, you had to watch yourself because people were doing acid and they'd slip it in your beers. There's kegs in the back of pickup trucks at 7 a.m. He said everyone was, including the teachers, were wasted.
Where was the school? Is it San Diego?
Yeah, a little, maybe outside, a city outside of it. I forgot.
Oh, cool. Well, let's watch. Tell us a little bit about this video. Bret Michaels.
I don't know anything about it.
No, but you know what it is.
It's Bret Michaels. Supposedly he's doing a fucking country song.
We also haven't seen each other in 6 months. Thanks for picking me up at the airport today.
Oh, you're trying to high five me again. It's not going to happen.
All right, let's watch this video and we'll.
Hold on, wait. There's a review about it. Bret Michaels proves that anyone, and I mean anyone, can slap out this bro country bullshit.
Whoa.
That's a little harsh.
Let's be the judge of this, you and me.
Shut up.
Okay, right. Here's a bit. Here we go.
He's putting a coin in the machine. Oh, it's a girl. Girl's putting a coin in the machine.
Well, all right, you don't need to tell them exactly everything.
Well, I might need to if they're not. Okay, start it like 2 seconds ago. That's cool effects.
Here we go.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Okay.
I just thought it was really funny.
No.
I will tell you in a little bit.
Oh.
What do you think of that guitar with the flames on it?
Fucking cool.
Not the swear.
Will you shut up? I'm trying to listen. Cause boys
like girls dancing on. Who's TJ?
DJ.
Oh. What?
Nothing. Cold beer, let's keep the pyre rolling up in here. And cold beer, hot chicks, both feel good when they hit your lips. Come on. With
no,
me. Come on.
Stop. Keep the lights on so we do the grind. All right. Well, it's gonna be the death. What's he doing right here?
Now he works in an office building.
That was cool. You? They only have 3 shot glasses for this.
The whole bar.
I guess someone spilled their paper to the right.
What do you actually think of the song, though?
It actually sounds like every country song. It's
that's on the radio right now?
It's not like it's like... It's horrible, but it's like...
Didn't you say something? You heard that somebody... Or you read somewhere that 72 people had a hand in writing
that's
this?
That's what I think this link said. I don't know. Maybe that's a joke, but... Let's see. Girls on Bars had 72 songwriters,
36 producers, a 7-figure budget.
Fucking echo.
No,
in
you
here?
Go ahead. Yet the thing that. All right, let's get back to the video.
Yet the thing that feels so. Happy.
Now I want to hear a Poison song. Boys like girls dancing on bars, and girls like boys driving fast cars. No matter where you're from or who you are, boys like girls dancing on bars. Pick it up, cause boys like girls dancing on bars, and girls like boys driving fast cars. No matter where you're from
up in here. And cold beer, hot chicks, both feel good when they hit your lips.
Whoa.
What?
What'd you think? Pretty solid. Let's take off these headphones.
I didn't have headphones.
Cool beer, hot chicks, they both feel good when they hit your lips.
Okay.
So I haven't seen you in 6 months. Good to see you, man.
Again, you're trying to give me five, and I don't think it's going to happen, bro.
What have you been up to? Playing a lot of shows?
Playing some shows and...
You went to Southwest?
I went to... Fuck.
We're also watching the Blackhawks game, and that Minnesota just scored.
Sucks. I got one thing to say this, though.
What?
Da Bear.
Hey, how was South by Southwest?
It was cool. I wish you could have made it.
I know. I wanted to. I just couldn't.
I got stuck at a party with Bill Murray and Jimmy Kimmel.
Did you talk to either of them?
No. I just wanted out of there. Just Why? Kidding. No, it was cool. No, I didn't.
What
I
was Bill Murray doing? Did he have a million people bothering him, probably?
I have no idea. But I couldn't get my phone charged, and I thought everyone ditched me, so I was trying to, like...
They probably did.
Okay.
Well, let's play some music.
All right, let's do it.
What do you want to start it off with?
I'm a big businessman.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You got time for this? Listen, I'm a very big businessman.
All right, let's do it.
That's the first thing you said when I got in the car today.
No, I didn't. I said it was the first thing I said when you came down to the basement after taking a 7-hour nap.
I'm a big I'm a big businessman now.
That's what I said. And I said within these like 4 feet of like...
Oh, the basement.
Yeah.
Everyone
knows me down here. I don't have a lot of friends.
Well, let's start off a set. What do you want to play?
How about Curtis Knight? I've been digging this lately. It's called Gotta Have a New Dress. This is when Jimi Hendrix was the guitar player.
Are they a band from Seattle? Or were they...
Nirvana. No, I think this is when Hendrix was actually in
New York. LA or something? New York, okay.
And I think, if I'm right, he was like... Supposedly had just sold his guitar or some shit. Pawned it or something. He couldn't afford rent. And the Curtis Knight guy was in the same hotel... And said, like, do you play guitar? Well, I've got two guitars, trip, blah, 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 some shit like that.
Am I going to like this?
What are you into early Hoobastank?
Doy.
You like it.
Girls are all the same. They play that gimme game. They say they gotta have a new dress. Girls are all the same. They play that gimme game. Hey, they gotta have a new dress. When they are only two, it's pink instead of blue, yeah, they gotta have a new dress. When they are 9 and 10, it's the same old thing again, look out, they gotta have a new dress. When they are 9 and 10, it's the same old thing again, they gotta have a new dress. From 13 to 19, there's someone's teenage queen, that's why they gotta have a new dress. Might be a meeting, might be a party, might be a record hop. When they want something, they're sure to sweeten. You'd better look out, mom and pop. Girls are all the same. They play that gimme game. They say they gotta have a new dress. Girls are all the same. They play that gimme game. Hey, they gotta have a new dress. When they are 22 and they start chasing, something, they're sure to sweeten. You better look out, mom and pop. Girls are all the same. They play that gimme game. They say they gotta have a new dress. Girls are all the same. They play that gimme game. Hey, hey, they gotta have a new dress. When they are 22 and they start chasing you, look out, they gotta have a new dress. Do 19, there's someone's teenage queen.
buy your gold. They'll wear a dress one time and then they'll say it's old. They gotta have a new dress. They'll say they gotta have a new dress. They gotta have a new dress. They gotta.
There's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I raised a lot of cane back in my younger days. While Mama used to pray my crops would fail, now I'm a hunted fugitive with just two ways. Outrun the law or spend my life in jail. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road, there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I'm lonely, but I can't afford the luxury of having one I love to come along. She'd only slow me down and they'd catch up with me. For he who travels fastest goes alone. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road, there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I'm on the run, the highway is my home.
we're back. I hope you enjoyed those songs. What was that first song you played?
Curtis
again?
Knight and the Squires.
Is there a problem? mean, I've been here for like 10 hours and you're already upset.
But how many of those hours have you slept?
You slept just as much as I did.
No, I didn't. I was awake.
You texted me. I checked my phone when I woke up from my nap, and I woke up at like 6:05, and you texted me at 5:40, and were like, I'm up. So you slept. I slept 25 more minutes than you, and you're on some high horse. First of all, I woke up at 4:45 to go to the airport this morning.
Hey, wait, but who knows, like, what time did you actually fall asleep? Like, I may have been up since to like 5:30, so I only slept 15
Then just
minutes.
Tell me what time did you wake up?
5:45.
Okay.
What time did I fall asleep, though?
I don't know.
5:30.
That's a lie. That's,
how do you know where you're down here?
Well, just be honest with me for once.
I don't know what time I fell asleep, brother.
We watched a movie today. We watched Zombievers. It was pretty good.
It wasn't bad.
I liked it. I had a good time with that. I had a good time. Second song in the middle there was Merle Logert.
Merle Logert? What Merle Logert song did you play?
Merle Haggard. I'm a lonesome fugitive.
Do like early Merle Logert, though.
Oh, no.
Was Merle Logert the guy who saw Johnny Cash play?
I was reading something else and looking at something else while I was trying to talk. Sorry. What was that last song? That was awesome.
Oh, Pump House Gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Message from the USA.
That song rules.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Do you have the 45?
No, I have it on cassette single.
How'd you find out about that song?
John Harrison actually recommended that band.
Dude, that guy is an encyclopedia.
He's great.
Group's great. We'll see him on Saturday at Katie Ashmore's and JP Redmond's wedding.
We will.
That should be fun.
But what if this doesn't air till... Is this going to air before?
I'm going to put it up.
Okay, Jesus. You don't have to get so pissed.
What else?
You slept half the day today. I don't know why you're so whiny.
So did you.
No, I did not. I had to get up at... What time did you get in today?
No, I did not. 11:45. But I had two flights.
I had to get up at 10:55.
Okay, and I got up at 4:45. I earned a nap today.
So did I.
I don't know what we're arguing about.
I don't either.
Okay, let's move on.
You're just, like, being whiny.
No, I'm not. I'm in a great mood. I bought dinner.
Oh, thanks for dinner, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know, mostly, like, when we used to do these, when you used to live here, I brought dinner.
Like, is that true?
Oklahoma Joe's twice.
Okay, very cool. Up here.
No, I'm not giving you a five.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. Thanks for the ride today.
That's what you said, the only reasons you ever had me over.
Because you used to bring Oklahoma Joe's?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Very cool.
All right, let's move on to another set.
Okay.
Well, first of all, before we do that, you want me to go on tour with your band late May through mid-June. Is this correct?
Well, I just felt, you know, you got fired from Hooters recently. do you want to come and tour with us? It's like, it'd be Ricky, Ryan, Brykly, and Kyle.
I've never met Kyle before.
He's a good boy.
I know the other three. I like the other three. What's in it for me?
You can sell merch and, like, I don't know, probably have a couple free beers.
I guess you're going to go to some cool places.
A couple cool places.
So we'll be able to see some folks.
Yeah. Do you want to? But why wouldn't you just come to, like, hang out with us?
I don't know.
I mean, it could be fun.
Yeah, we'll see.
You should do it.
Okay, I'll think about it.
All right. You still got your old, like, merch flipping hands?
It doesn't take a whole lot of skill. You just kind of just sit there. Probably bring a book.
You'll probably need it.
What show are you looking forward to the most on your tour?
Are you coming?
I don't know. I'll decide by the end of the episode.
And I'll decide by the end of the episode which show. It might be the whole tour if you're coming. I really want you to come.
Okay.
I like you.
I haven't been on tour with you since 2007. What did you think of that tour?
What part of it?
Just in general.
Ow!
I'm telling you to get closer to the mic.
No shit. You don't have to touch.
Did you think that tour was fun?
It was fun. There's a documentary on it.
It was also like kind of, there was a lot of ridiculous shit.
There was a lot of ridiculous shit.
But it was pretty fun.
It was a good time.
That was when we went to the Whitewater Tavern in Little Rock. That place is cool.
Yeah, we went there. Didn't you just see Swingin' Utters and they talked about that place?
Well, no, but they didn't talk about it, but I saw them the other night in a really tiny, teeny tiny room in New Orleans called Gasa Gasa. And they were really awesome. And the guitar player, Darius, had on a Whitewater Tavern t-shirt. And so I was talking to him about that place. He's like, yeah, it's one of my favorite places to play. It's like, yeah, I went there once too. Place is a shit. It's too bad you're not going there on this tour. Maybe I won't go.
Anyways.
Okay, let's move on. Play some songs. This first song is a band called Dirty Fences, and it's called East Gun Hill. You ready for this?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Josh, live from Josh's basement. It's good to be back, man.
Yeah, man, it is very good for you to be back.
When we used to hang out here in high school and stuff, though, you had lawn chairs and the basement didn't have carpet or anything, so it's a little cozier now. Those days were fun, though.
There was inflatable furniture also at one point.
Back then?
Yeah.
We got laid a lot back then.
You didn't.
Neither of us did. All right, that was Dirty Fences, East Gun Hill. That's good, huh?
Yeah.
And then what'd you play in the middle there?
Trade
You're
wind?
Dynamic, by the way.
What did I play? Oh, yeah, Paul Simon, Kodachrome.
Man, you're on fire.
I've said that like six times.
And then that last song was Stiv Bader's, The Last Year. What else is going on?
Not much. So do you think you'll come on tour with us? Just do it.
Well, I mean, if I go, I need to kind of update my image a little bit. Like,
you need to update your Facebook page also.
Like, I'm talking new haircut, new clothes. Like, did you see the new haircut that Kim Jong-un got a few months ago?
I don't know. I mean, like, is that the dude, like, did we go to high school with that dude? What?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un? Yeah, he sat behind you in history class. Do you remember him?
I don't know. I'm like serious. This is a government.
No, he's the leader of North Korea.
I don't fuck. Are you serious?
Yes.
I don't follow that shit.
His haircut is the shit. It was like a big announcement a few months ago that he got a new haircut. I'll show you a picture. Let me pull it up right now.
Is it Urban Outfitters?
Look it up on your search for Kim
Dude, search for Kim. I don't even
know. I'm going to guide you through this.
How do you talk it?
K-I-M.
Yeah.
Space. Mm-hmm. J-O-N-G.
J-O-N-G.
Space. U-N, I think. And then space haircut. Haircut.
Okay, fine. What?
Isn't that awesome?
It kind of like is a like hipster style.
I know.
It's kind of cool.
You got to read up on this guy. So just to confirm, he is not somebody we went to high school with. He's a leader of
North
Korea.
Well, I know that now, dickhead. You kind of made me feel dumb.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make you feel dumb.
So,
what do you want to start off? What do you want to start off the next set with?
Hold on. How about Kodachrome? I'm just fucking around, man. The trade winds. New York's a lonely town. City.
Ooh, ah, my folks moved to New York from California. I should have listened when my buddy said I warn ya. Would his hat covered with snow.
Back, right, Matt?
Yeah.
Are you having fun in my basement?
Yeah.
That was the Trade Winds that we started that shit off with. And now we're back here hanging out. And you played a song next. What was that next song you played?
That was Dan Vapid and the Cheats, Torture Chamber. Off their first record.
Very cool. Anyways, how do you like being back in my basement?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're having a good time, right?
Yeah, it's good.
Tell them some things we've done tonight. We went and got peanut wings. Remember?
Yeah, well, first we went and got, after the airport, we went and got,
airport,
we went and got, Potbelly, and there was a guy playing his fucking acoustic
yeah,
in there,
was
baby.
A guy, and he had, like, flip-flops on, and so we were ordering, and he was setting up while we were ordering, I didn't even recognize that there was someone, and he set his stuff up right by the door, where you had to walk in, you had to hear it, and we were ordering, and the guy was like, what do you want? And I was like, I'll take, and right in between I'll take and what I was about to take, the song started, and it looked like the guy who was playing acoustic just, like, this was his lunch break. He just got off from the Sprint office.
Yeah, I was just going to say Sprint,
and, like,
too.
He was like, oh, I got to rush over to Potbelly. I got a gig at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
And he strummed his acoustic, and he goes, I heard you crying loud.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All the way across town. And he did... what's the name of that song?
It's When I Come Around.
When he did Green Day, When I Come Around. And I had to hold it in so hard. Like, I mean, like, because I was about to start laughing in the guy who was taking my order's face. And it would have been like, he would have been like thinking I was like laughing at him.
I almost laughed at him too.
I mean, that was tough.
But like, why? I don't want to see that shit when I'm eating a sandwich for lunch.
Do you want to see that ever?
No, but, I mean, maybe if it was outside somewhere and the guy was...
You'd be cool with it?
I mean, at least you could just walk by. There I had to, like, sit my sandwich and keep my head down.
But I was there.
Keep my head down? all right, that middle song, Dan Vapid and the Cheats.
Yeah, you already said that
once. I know.
Once.
I hope you play a show with them.
Yeah, I hope you say what song it was again.
That was Dan Vapid and the Cheats. And then what was that last song there? Okay. Going to the 80s.
That was, like, last year.
Break My Stride?
Yeah, Matthew Wilder.
You're definitely on top of shit. So, who else? How was playing with? How was that show you played with King Khan and Barbecue? How was that show you played with King Khan and Barbecue Show?
That was cool.
Yeah. Did you? Were they awesome?
Yeah, they were very great.
Who else did you play with recently? You're opening up for Sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We should play a Sweet song.
Yeah, we should.
All right.
Let's do
Fox on the Run.
Well, maybe we can play a couple Sweet songs in a little bit. Let's start off another set. Let's play something kind of hard.
I think people want to listen to us talk more.
Hard and fast. Get our cranks going a little bit. This one's Nightbirds. I really want to see these dudes. I think they're awesome, but I haven't seen them play live yet. I was supposed to go see them in Tampa, but it didn't happen. I ended up having to leave to go to work. So,
where'd you work at the time?
Hooters? No, this is for the same guys I'm working at now, or working Hooters? For now. No. So I had to go to New Orleans to work. But
To do what?
That's job that I'm doing. We don't need to get into my job.
I think we might want to get into it.
So this is Nightbirds, Modern Morons.
What was your job again?
Woo!
Truly honest. Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
All right, we're back again. The first song again was Nightbirds, Modern Morons.
Mamma Mia.
What'd you play in the middle there?
Blue Mountain Eagle?
Yeah.
No Regret.
Who are they? What are they?
They're a band.
Thank you for the info. And then I played Mr. Spaceman.
By the Bird.
That's right. By the Bird. So when is this Sweet show that you're opening up for
July
Sweet?
It's June 18th at the Town Center Music Fest.
Well, who else is playing? Do you know?
Just us and Sweet.
Really?
It's Thursday. It's free to get in. All the alcohol sales go to type 1 juvenile diabetes. Drink up.
Cool. That's awesome.
You know, drink.
Why don't we play you pick a Sweet song and I'll pick a Sweet song.
Okay, since we said that on the last set, let's do it, actually.
I don't remember talking about that.
I thought we did. You know how, like...
Why don't you start it off? Which one do you want to hear?
Why can't we talk more? I want to talk.
I'm about what? Like, people don't want to listen to us.
I think they do. I think people, like, fast forward through the songs just to get to what we're talking about.
Are you serious?
I do.
Okay. Which Sweet song do you want to hear?
Are you Peyton Manning? Sweet. Which Sweet song?
Which?
Damn it!
What Sweet song would you like to hear?
Do you also part of Sprint?
What, are there any good shows coming up?
Sweet.
Besides that, ones that you're going to go just watch.
Sweet. I'm going to go, actually, I did get tickets to Shelby Lynn.
Who's that?
She's like kind of a country singer.
Where's that?
The Folly.
Cool. Anything else?
No.
Are you playing with anybody cool on this tour that you're going to do?
We're touring with a band called The Flashlights, and then we're playing with Big Eyes and
Desert I like them.
Sharks in Brooklyn.
Cool. Hey, big up to Brooklyn, right?
Shut up. Do you want to play Sweet?
All right, we're back for one last time.
You were born in Illinois.
No,
born
I
in
wasn't.
Michigan?
No.
You were born in Pizza Hut?
I was born in Virginia.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Huh.
My parents lived there for like a year and a half or 2 years or
something. Do you know where I was born?
Chicago?
Indiana.
What town?
Well, East Chicago, Indiana.
Oh, okay. But where did your parents live? Munster?
Yeah.
Very cool. And how old were you when you moved here?
10.
Me too, man. That's where it all started, man.
Hmm. Wait, I thought you moved here before I did.
You were probably older than 10 then. I moved here when I was 10.
1989, 1990.
I moved here in 88.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense now. Things are starting to come together.
I just turned 56.
Is that your stage age?
My stage age is 58. all right.
Are you going to Warped Tour this summer?
No.
Why not?
I just always look at the lineup, and I've never even heard of any of the bands.
You know how
the first few years of Warped Tour were fucking super fun, remember?
Yeah, because you were like 10 years old.
No, we were like 17.
No, we were like...
It was like 95 is the first one, I think.
Okay, yeah. So I was 16.
Okay. You probably turned 17 that summer.
Maybe I turned 16 that summer.
No. I know what year you were born.
Man, how many hours did you nap today?
All right, let's wrap this up. I'm over this. Well, I'll give you the honor of playing the last song.
40. All right, let's go with another rad dude like myself. What are you laughing at?
Oh, nothing.
Who was born in Indiana, born a Hoosier, like me, Izzy Stradlin, Axl Rose.
Yeah.
And,
who else? Larry Bird.
Yeah, I named the important ones already. I'm about to name one more important one.
Who?
Michael Jackson.
Yep.
You know, but I'm a...
Sloppy Seconds?
Yep.
Who else?
I don't know.
This game.
I don't know if they all were born there, though.
No, I mean
but
they're there.
I bet most... I'm saying
Mellencamp?
Born. Yeah, I think he was.
He's from somewhere in southern Indiana.
Yeah. And another important person that a lot of people may not know is who we're going to play next, Baby Huey.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about him.
The living legend. This song.
He's not living. The legend, I guess you would call him.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's the name of like one the LP that is out of his.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Songs, but no, you're right, man. You have a good point, man. That's why I like you, man.
You're
just checking your phone right now.
So, Baby Huey, what's the name of the song?
Hard Times.
And you said he died real young, right?
I think he's died at 27.
He's part of that club.
What club?
Cold eyes upon me, they stare. People all around me, and they're all in fear. They don't seem to want me, but they won't admit I must be some kind of creature.
Sick and tired of having so many hard times, baby. And from my